Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us empower you with, to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experiences of numerology and spiritual healing, and my topics range from relationship to the law of attraction to life purpose and past history. My new Healing Childhood Experience program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 sessions long, and to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me at the blueprintofyoursoul.com and check my special on numerology charts till the end of the year. And at the same time, if you like to get into your 9-year cycle, what the cycles, which cycle you are, just go to the excerpt page on the blueprintofyoursoul.com and just request to have a copy of my chapter of my book, The Blueprint of Your Soul, and just going to the to that site again. Today is the last day, the last show of the year, so it is to bring an end for the 2012. And this show is going to be more, we're going to be talking about a little bit about the 2013, some what comes, who is it, for every one of us. And it's going to touch everybody in different ways, different shape, different understanding, and bring awarenesses to all of us in a different format. Now, I'm going to be taking the calls. If somebody would like to give us a call today, because I'm going to be giving prices today for one full numerology reading with me, and I'm going to be giving later on in the show also a free ticket for my 4-day event that I have two of them, one in coming up in Vancouver in February and another one in Seattle in March 1st. So it is the number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. And you can go through the Instant Transformation Talk Radio website, and you can put your question in the instant feedback. So again, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, in 2012, it was a year of change. In 2012 was a year where we start bringing more the awareness, the understanding of that change, what's going to be bringing to all of us. Even in the Mayan calendar, it was the end of the Mayan calendar in 12/21/12. But at the same time, what's going to bring after that Mayan calendar is a new consciousness. And that new consciousness is coming in with a brand new understanding, which is going to be applied in 2013, which is a 6th vibration. And that vibration is going to bring more the responsibility in each one of us on how we're going to take our life, how we're going to drive our life, and which perspective we're going to be moving forward in our life. Now, 2013, it's a 6 and a 9 year cycle. So the cycle started eventually in 2008 as a universal cycle, because the cycles are 9 years. So we are in the midst of it with the vibration 6 with 2013, and that cycle will end in December 2016. So we're still in the midst of the cycle, whatever we started already on a universal scale on from every through countries, through our own society, from all the environment that we're living in. That cycle already started in 2008. So in 2013, we're going to bring more the responsibility factor into it now. We're going to see more government and countries will have more responsibility to bring balance into the equation, because things can go out of hand if they don't do that this year. So it is very important to follow those steps. There will be more compassion towards many people, in different situations, different circumstances, because six is about universal love. And it's to bring that universal love to your own environment, to your own family, to your own, if you have client, your own client, to everything that is surrounding you. But everything has to start with you first. And this is where it is very important to follow on that, and it's okay that we can take chances into our life and to start something brand new. This year is going to provide us that move in order to start moving forward. Like, let's take the shooting that happened in Newtown, Connecticut. It happened in the year 5, in 2012, and 2012 is about a new beginning. So those people that sacrificed their life for us, those kids and people who works in that school, that sacrificed their life, and as a new beginning for them to go into the other side and work from the other side. But at the same time, it was followed immediately by 2013. It's for us to make the responsible choices in our hand and start working closely into the gun control legislations and how we look into it for the future. Because those people that went down into that incident, they didn't go for nothing. They went to uplift humanity, to bring more justice into our life and to bring more attainment, and bringing that event to take place to shape up many things in our life. So it didn't happen by coincidence. It didn't happen because it meant to happen this way or that way. It happened because to make bring changes. And it happened in 2012. It is a year of change. And that cycle is not finished yet. We're just starting with that cycle, because we have, as I said before, the cycle finished in 2016. So we're still in the midst of it, and we need to start looking into the variety of things that we can bring into our life to start saying, okay, I'm ready to take the next step, and how can I move into my life into speeding it up further. The old you won't be continuing with the new trend that is going to be coming up with a new consciousness. We all been talking, hearing it from everywhere about the new consciousness that is going to be around us, and that brings some flair with it. It's a with some responsibility. So we need to bring our responsibility further. We need to take it into a different dimension. Now, many people will be talking a lot about like Occupy Wall Street movement. We're going to see more of those things coming up into 2013, I believe, because it is a year of responsibility. So it's going to flare up more of that in North America, and could be anywhere in the world. People are revolting against injustice, against the statute quo that we always been living with and is not working anyway in our life. And this is going to be coming up in 2013. We're going to see more of that. 2012 promised us a change, And some changes already started, but some will finish their momentum in 2013 by closing all the loops, but this time to bring more universal love and getting ready to do something totally different to make the change. Now, in year 2000, we started into a female energy, and that's going to stay with us till year 3000, in my own opinion. And we're going into a cycle of female energy. And that movement, we start seeing it even a few years before that 2000 happened in the women movement, the equality between men and women in the workplace, and the level of women in salaries and positions in companies and in politics. After 2000, men, they need to learn to start to get into more awareness and bringing more into their female side, into their energy to balance and of course, doing what does not make you perceive as a gay if you get into your female energy. Female energy is to bring your intuition, your creative side, and balance it with your male vibration. So it doesn't make anybody as a gay. It's just to balance your energy. But at the same time, women, for the last century, what happened is they've been accumulating more male side into them. And that male side start to shape up into many women because for the aspect of it, because they all came in with that defensive mode to protect themselves. And we do understand that because we went into a very tough 1900 era and it was a lot of male domination and there was a lot of abuse for women, and that was understandable. Now, what happened with all of that? Many women became into a corporate world, became very knowledgeable, they became very famous, but they're still dragging with them their male vibration, that defensive way of communicating. So we're seeing women bodies in a male vibration in irresponsible places. And that has to change, and this year going to be balancing that, because 2013 is about the balance. So men, they need to bring some female vibration, and women, they need to balance their male and female side and bring in more their female to have the equilibrium in between people, between society, between decisions making into everyday life. And that is very important. Now, what it all means for you basically is everybody will gonna get this into different ways, into different aspects, into different alignment. It depends on where you're standing into your own cycle. And I'm gonna be talking about that after the break. And at the same time, you can go to my webpage, theblueprintofyoursoul.com, and you can go to the excerpt page on the site, and you can download my free chapter on the 9-year cycle. This way you can understand where your cycle is. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to start taking some phone calls, and then there will be some giveaway tickets for readings and for my tickets. We're going to do it later on during the show. And if you just tune in, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819, or you can send a question to your instant feedback at transformationtalkradio.com. And we'll be right back.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusedGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
1230 WBLQ.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And today I'm going to be doing some readings, and I believe we have a caller on the phone. And as I promised today, that I'm giving a free ticket for the event, and also I'm giving a free numerology chart, complete numerology chart. And the first gift I'm giving today is a numerology chart for the first full hours. Can we have the caller online, Chrissy?
Sure, she's on the phone. This is Mary from Orlando.
Thank you. Hi, Mary.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
How are you? First of all, you won the full chart with me. So if you leave your coordination with Chrissy later on, that she can pass them to me, and you won the full reading. Is there any question you'd like me to answer for you today?
Well, I was wondering, do you give a reading just on the phone like this?
I'm going to give a reading on the phone, but you won a full reading also.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I feel so lucky. I just seem to be at a point in my life where things are just like not working out, and everything I start finishes, and nothing seems to be, you know, holding on. I just wondering if you had any insights about that.
May I have your birthday, please?
Hello?
May I have your birthday, date of birth?
November 1st, 1956.
Thank you. And just give me one small second, Mary. Okay. Mary, you first of all, your destiny is a very high destiny, and it is a specific destiny you have. It's a 33-6. Now, you're coming from a very, very old soul. Now, that old soul, you might have a very good heart, very aware of many different things in your life. You have a compassionate for other people, but not. I want you to pay attention sometimes for not to allow people to affect you. The way I'm touching base, because you do have two master numbers sitting in your hand, and this is one reason sometimes you have a confusion where you're going, where am I coming from, and why things are happening in my life the way they happened. And because first of all, you need to clarify things of the past, everything from the past with those master numbers you have from November, and as your destiny that you have, from the destiny that you have as a 33, those master numbers won't allow you to take everything from the past and to bring it to the new place where you want to be going to. And this is very important. Now, it is important from the aspect that anything from the past has to be put behind in order to allow the new stuff to pass through. And you're going to have the chance now to have the full reading with me. You're going to understand it even totally different ways, because it is important for you to start completely fresh. You need to understand your past experience in a proper way, because those past experiences, they have a lot to do with your purpose, what you're here to be doing in the first place. And you need to clarify that. Maybe there's still some unexpressed emotions that you haven't dealt with. It is part of that. But at the same time, I want you to clarify one thing also from your perspective, that you are into 33-6. This is a 6, and you're coming to 2013, which is a 6 also year. So that is a positive aspect for your life, for many changes that can happen in your life if you are ready to make those changes and you take action and take in decisions in order for you to start making those changes. It is very important. The moment you start taking those initiatives and to seek the changes will come. You know, now you need to bring your leadership forward. You cannot keep sitting in the back seat waiting for everybody to do things and allow things, everybody dictating the way things can happen for you. You need to take the initiative and take out from the back seat and sit in the front seat and start taking your life into your own hand. And this is where that can be an interesting aspect for you to start taking a look into where am I going to drive my life to and how am I going to be driving my life, into what aspect and taking the initiative into going into the new year that is coming ahead of me, and that where I want to take my life. Because you have a huge potential. This year is a year of responsibility from your hand, that what this responsibility is going to affect you. You need to look more into the health issue. In case there's any problems, you need to start following a healthy diet, eating in a proper way, getting fit within your own body, because you, at the end, your body is your temple, and that temple, you need to bring more respect with it and start doing. You have lots of healing powers in you. You have lots of awareness in you. You have lots of understanding, and if you need work with that, you need to acquire knowledge about it and start learning if that's something might be interesting for you at one point to do. You're sometimes closed into many different aspects, because with two master numbers sitting around you, that can be scary sometimes. That can be energy-wise, can be overwhelming, which is normal. But at the end of the day, I know Mary can handle it. From the way you are made of and the way you survived all your experiences and you're still going through with life altogether, you just need to put a stop somewhere and stay I need to refocus a few things maybe on along the line. I need to change this. I need to drop some people from my life. I need to drop a few situations in my life. And let me start to concentrate more on me. Six is about self-love. Is to bring more love to you before you go and seek it from other people. It is about self-love, and this is something that you need to start bringing more into your own attention. And when I will do the full chart with you, you're going to see the whole details of all your life from a whole different perspective, not from the same way that I'm doing it now in a few minutes. So does it make sense so far?
Yes, it's ringing a bell for sure.
Okay, so leave your details with Chrissy if you can, and this way I can contact you after. Leave her with your email or phone number, and this way I can contact you.
Okay, very good. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. And I do have from the instant feedback a caller called Amla. And Amla, I'm not sure your date of birth. It seems a little bit mixed up. Is your date of birth, is it born December 16, 1973, or is it there's missing something? So if you can clarify, it will be great. But I'm going to presume it's December 16, 1973. And let me take a look about that. And if it's incorrect, please correct it on the instant feedback for me to be able to see the correction. And let me do it as December 16. Okay, and just one moment. So, okay, so for Amla, I'm presuming your date of birth as December 16, 1973, and Amla is from Connecticut. Amla, your destiny to this lifetime is a three. So technically, for me, three is the easiest destiny. If your life is complicated, then you need to find out why it is complicated. Because technically speaking, you're supposed to be happy. If you're not happy, you cannot anybody else happy. And that's the bottom line of that vibration. So it is very important to have that mastered from your side to say, okay, this is where I'm standing in my life, and this is how I can turn this to happen into my life. And this is very important. Now, three is for you to express your emotions, to let go of the self-doubt, scattering your energies all over the place, the jealousy, the envy, the procrastination sometimes, being self-centered. You need to express your emotions properly. And sometimes you shy away. It takes you 2 seconds to change the subject anytime you don't want to speak about your own emotions. And that's something that you need to be watching for that. And it is very important to do that and taking care from that aspect. You are into your year six at the moment, because me, I work from birthday to birthday. I don't work January to January. You're still into your year six at the moment in your life. So it is to bring more responsibility, more health into your life, more a balance into your life from every aspect. Stop being the one responsible for everybody around you. And being too perfect in everything you're doing. And this is very important to stop doing that. And and this is where your vibration taking you from this year. There will be a different aspect of your year this year into harmonize with the sixth year of the universal year. So you'll have a good time with that. So I'm going to leave you with that before we go to our break. And but at the same time, if you need to call us today, because we still have to give away 1 4-day event ticket, you can give us a call 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And you can send also your questions to the instant feedback at transformationtalkradio.com. And it's a giveaway for 4-day event, Consciously Living Your Destiny, to learn many different aspects about your vibration, to understand more yourself, and we'll be right back after this short break.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
1230 WPLQ.
You're listening to the show, Consciously Destiny. Our phone number is 1-800-930-2819. I'll be giving free readings. And the next phone call that we're going to get is going to be for my four-day event. You can check my four-day event at theblueprintofyoursoul.com. It's called Click on Consciously Living Your Destiny. It's a four-day event where you're going to learn more about you to understand yourself. And there's a special price on it till the end of the year if you like to get into that four-day event. My next four-day event is going to be in February in Vancouver, Canada, and in Seattle on March 1st. So you can either way you can get it. It will be a great event. You're going to learn lots of details about you, where you are, where you stand in your life, the law of attraction, about your destiny, about your understanding of everything. So, what we're going to be doing, taking a call now for any reading that will be coming in, and the 4-day event is going to be on the last segment of the show, where we're going to be on whoever calls at that time will be getting that 4-day event. But for the time being, is there anybody on the phone, Chrissy?
Yes, Amla from Connecticut called in.
Okay, hi Amla.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Good.
Is there any other
question? I'm the instant feedback person.
What is that? Is there any particular question you have for me?
I wasn't sure how this year's going to... I mean, I was actually, as far as marriage is concerned, do you have anything about that? I don't know if you could even get that, but...
Marriage is... Do you have already somebody first?
No, I do not. Okay. But I feel like I'm ready for it.
This is where you have to be ready for it. It is the best year to be engaged eventually for you, because your vibration is a 6. So it is a good time for you to do something in that nature. So that's not it's not there. But in the same time, if you want to look, what happened with most people, they want to have, they attract the love of their life, but they're not doing nothing about it. You know?
Oh, I'm doing things about it for sure. Like, as far as I'm out there and I'm meeting people and things of that nature, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Just keep your vibration vibrating, because it is a good time for you to meet somebody and get to know them. But I don't advise to rush into the marriage immediately. Get to know that person. And especially if you had previous relationships before and they're all similar to each other. Now, what you need to do in that case, immediately start writing down, pick a piece of paper and write down all the previous relationships that you had. And because of those relationships, write down what happened. Now, take out those relationships. See if those relationships are trackable to somebody in your early stage in life, when you were as a child. Do they refer to somebody in your life? Are they similar attraction? The reason I'm saying that, because I want you to stop having the same attractions in your life.
No, and I know, and this year for sure, I made that change. I'm meeting completely different people than the usual pattern in the past, for sure. Yeah.
Because you don't want to keep having those people anymore, because...
No, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And that also requires looking within yourself. Why am I attracting a certain person this way? Yeah.
This is why I want to emphasize for you to do that, because I want you to go into a healthier way into seeing where am I going to be going in my life and start doing something from there. And it is very important to take it from those perspective and say where I want to drive my life to and how I'm going to take it. I'm going to start doing things that makes more pleasurable for me instead of keep entertaining everybody else that they're not even appreciating what I'm doing for them. You know, it's enough to keep bending over to please everybody, and you're not happy yourself.
Exactly.
Because remember,
your
destiny is a 3, and you're supposed to be happy. And if you're not happy...
I know. It's been a heck of a ride, though. I think my other numbers probably affect not just this number 3, but... but I'm definitely looking forward to 2013. So you think I'll have a good year with number-wise?
It is a good year. I want you to gain more confidence in yourself. Trust your intuition, because you're gifted. Regardless what you think about yourself, you're gifted. So some people, even they might find you weird at times, but who cares? It's not their opinion. It is part of your vibration. This is how you vibrate. This is how, you know, you understand things in a different ways for you. And that's normal.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. And because of that aspect, then I want you to start building more trust in yourself, saying, I'm worth it. If somebody doesn't want to agree with me, tough luck. But I don't need to bend for everybody else, you know.
You're right.
And
You're
and
right.
This is when you want you to start seeing yourself from a newer and higher perspective than the normal ways of looking at things. And that's what makes a huge difference. And the moment you start doing that, and we start taking yourself into the areas, the essence, the understanding, for later for you to start making the difference in your life and start moving towards whatever level you want to move forward. Because you're very gifted, and you're supposed to have a happy life. So what happened? If then you need to go back and track it down. Where is it I got blocked in my life? And deal with it.
Right.
Let it put it behind you and finish it. It's not like it's a rocket science. It's something that can be attained and cleared up as we speak. I mean, I've been working in healing childhood experiences for 20 years. That experiences are not anymore attainable. Like we need to go through it through a whole lifetime. It's not the case anymore. You know, I can take somebody within 6 sessions and then clear up all the mess that was happening and start putting them, guiding them into a different aspect in their life. For the reason, because if I ask Amla, what you ate 3 days ago, can you change it? And probably you can't. And
you won't
be able to change what you ate 3 days ago. So why on earth are we going to change something that happened 20 years ago?
You're right.
Take it from those perspective. You have more to you than you even think there is, because there is to you. Okay, and I'm going to leave you with that and look into it. You have a good year. You're matching with the universal year, so there's extra help from the universe. But you need to start taking more responsibility on your own.
Yes, you're right. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
So if
all right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
So if you have any questions, you'd like to call in after the break that we're going to be going in a few minutes from now, we're going to be drawing the 4-day event. So once you give us a call on, you know, whoever wants to have that 4-day event, the 4-day event is basically to learn deeper sense about yourself. But please, if you cannot come to this 4-day event, it's going to be either in Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada, or in Seattle. If you cannot make it to any of those two sites, don't call in and take it away from somebody else. So at least if you think you have the commitment to yourself and you had the opportunity to win it, take that opportunity and win that event, because it can change your life. And this is where I want you to leave you for that. The phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Remember, we are into a complete different change of consciousness after the Mayan calendar, and we're going to be bringing more awarenesses into our life, and that changes can come into your relationship, into your money, people, your health, inner healing journey, into your past trauma, your integrity, recognizing your gift, and many things that can come from that. So there is a lot of learning for everybody, and for everybody whoever has that weakness into your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual stability and independence or freedom, that's the time for a change. So the change is coming for everybody. Everybody has something to do with what is already coming up into our energy. There's many divination on this energy is going to do this energy is going to do that. I believe it will, but we're going to all get it in a different ways. It's going to come according to our own vibration. It's going to come according to our own essence. It's going to come according to our own award or reward, how we've been working throughout our years. And this is where the change is possible. And it doesn't take forever to make and inflict change in our life. It does take a determination that I'm ready to make that change and take that leap of faith. So again, the phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. 1-9, and we already have Mary who won a free numerology reading from me, and I'm going to do that tomorrow also on my other two shows for free readings and for the four-day event. So the phone number to call again, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
1230 WPLQ.
You're listening to Joseph Gabby, living your death. Our 1-800-930-2819. Somehow I'm having problems with my microphone here, so I'm hearing some echo, but it's okay. And if you have any question to call, we're gonna be you can call in now. Whoever calls in today at the end of this segment. By this segment, I'm giving away the four-day event. So if you're ready to grab it and you're willing and have the time to go attend the event, don't take it away from somebody who might need it more. Now, when we're going to be finalizing the year six that is coming in 2000, when we're going to finalize the year six for 2013 is to bring you your vision and acceptance. How much you are ready to accept yourself, to come into that aspect of your life, to start accepting yourself for who you are, not what everybody else wants you to be in life, and take it from those perspectives. So if this is what you like to have into your life, then do something about it. It is important to start bringing more self-love into your life and stop to wait for other people to fulfill love into your life and start looking into things. How can I improve love into my own self and bringing it into my own surrounding without accepting other people to do that for me? And that can easily happen once you start bringing the self-love and trust in yourself. And that is possible. And this year, it's going to help you, to assist you to bring more that forward into your life. So pamper yourself more, appreciate yourself more, love yourself more, and be the example for how you want people to treat you. Because we are the example of how we attract people. So if we keep complaining we don't have a perfect relationship, is we need to see how is our relationship with ourselves, because that reflection brings what type of person we're going to attract in our next relationship. And that's very important. So if we don't have the aspect of bringing the alignment into bringing the understanding of what exactly we want for ourselves, we need to treat ourselves with the same what we're asking for. And this is very important, very crucial in order to move our life further. So after all, for my own perspective on year six, which is in 2013, is going to be a powerful vibration coming in into our year for one major reason. We all been talking about the Mayan calendar, and this is the year's going to be testing it on our own. We're going to see how that new vibration, the new consciousness that everybody was talking about, is going to affect all of us. And as I said earlier, we're going to be all affected by it in a different format with it. So it's not we're going to be all going the same way. We're going to be going differently. So everybody's going to experience it in a different fashion, in different ways. And that's, this year, we're going to have it to put into test. How we're going to react to it? Are you going to keep reacting to the same old you when you need to change to the new you? Or you're going to disregard all of that and start to look into where you want to go get your details from there, where you want to go in your life, and stop complaining about life that nothing is happening. Make things happen and move forward where you want to go, because you can change life, you can change yourself, you can change every aspect of your life if you choose to make the change possible. Because we all are here to do something in particular. We all have a destiny to live. We all have something to go after, and just go after it. So if you still have the chance to call in, if you want to win the 4-day event, if not, we're going to be leaving it as it is. So nobody's going to get it for today. But I'm going to be a guest host tomorrow at drpatshow.com. You can go to the DrPatShow.com, and where I'm going to be hosting the show from there. And it is at 10 a.m. Pacific. It's 10 a.m. Pacific, which is 1 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to be hosting, and I'm going to be giving away also tomorrow at that show. So you can also have a chance to win there. So if you're still interested into the 4-day event, you have the chance to win it. And just give it a call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you want to reach me for whatever reason, you can always go to my website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com, and this is the title of my book. You can always go there and get whatever you needed of information. You can check my 4-day event, Consciously Living Your Destiny, which is on special at the moment till the end of the year. And you can grab it for that special. And you also can have my full numerology reading to get to know you even deeper on yourself for one-on-one hour with me. And basically, this is not a computerized generated sheet that you're going to get. We're going to spend 1 hour together over the phone and talking about completely your blueprint of your own purpose in here from your name and your date of birth. And we have today a lucky winner, Mary, that called in the beginning for that. And it seems like nobody's calling for the 4-day event. And we're going to leave it at that, probably. Now, I want to thank you for being here to listen to this show and for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Please join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, and where I'm bringing different guests, different people that teachers, authors, whatever they're coming from background, to bring you that extra edge to move forward. The next show I have on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will have Noah Hammond to talk about the fastest path to personal transformation. I know personally Noah. I met him. I worked with him in a different setup. He's a great guy, and I like what he does in his work. So that's why I invited him to be on the show next week. So it is the fastest path to personal transformation. And I just want to leave you with a last input into life. Put everything behind you. You have 6 more days, whatever few days left for the end of the year. Let them behind. Move forward into a brand new year. Make your resolution in a way that you can attain it. Don't make a resolution that you won't have a time to even fulfill it, or you have no guts to fulfill it. So I want you to leave you with that. Just make things simpler. Simplify your life. Delete anything you don't need in your life and move forward in your life. So my next after me is Elizabeth Coxon, that she's going to host her show right after me. And I wish everybody a great week and a happy new year. And I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.